Welcome, welcome, and welcome, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Rob Zicari Show. I am your host, Rob Zicari. And it's Friday, March 4th, a day after a brutal, sometimes unwatchable, really brutal, unwatchable. I don't even know what the hell I watched last night. You know, I don't know what the hell I watched yesterday from 9 in the morning until 9 o'clock at night. The 12-hour, I don't know what I was watching. And now I woke up and I don't know what I'm watching. Breaking news: has O.J. Simpson knife found. I said, what year am I in? Jesus. I feel like I'm 19. I feel like I'm 19 years old. Knife reportedly found at the O.J. Simpson former estate. I'm like, what? What's going on? Oh, if the last 24 hours couldn't be any more bizarre, you have O.J. Well, just the fact that the I don't even know. Am I going to do an O.J. Simpson bit here? We got real issues to talk about. What am I going to do? No, I feel like I have to do. I feel like I have to do an O.J. Simpson bit here. Think about how bizarre this O.J. Simpson, just everything going on. First off, you have the O.J. Simpson movie, and I watch it. I think it's great. I'm enthralled by it, and it's bizarre considering that it's such an old case. We all know what happened. A lot of us watched the trial every single day. Everybody from the trial put out books, and they did interview. I mean, it's something that's been just beaten to death. It has. It's something that's been just beaten to death. And then, of course, all the years of O.J. being crazy, putting out the books, If I Did It, getting arrested selling pirated satellite cards to get free cable. The civil case, and then of course the armed robbery. Now, I thought it was weird that the movie just happened to come out like out of the blue. Why is this movie coming out? What's the deal? What's up? Why is this happening? And then I heard on one of the news programs that next year, O.J. is supposed to come up for parole. He's supposed to be eligible for parole next year. Remember, he's in what is that? I think it's Nevada. I think he's in a Nevada state prison. Remember the 18 years? I mean, he got some crazy amount of time. You know, it was time that he got because he got away with killing his wife and Ron Goldman. He didn't get 18 years for being involved in an armed robbery. Come on, please. He got 18 years for getting away with murder back in the 90s. So he's got a parole hearing sometime next year. So obviously somebody from Nicole Brown's passed. I don't know who, but obviously somebody is friends with Ryan Murphy and the people that created this People versus OJ. It wasn't a coincidence that this TV show is coming out now to put it in everybody's head, to put it in the parole board's head, that OJ's guilty. It's not a coincidence. It's not a coincidence. It was planned. People knew or hung out in those circles, the Ryan Murphy crew, and this is kind of, you know, keep OJ in prison, which OJ. I'm just breaking down what I'm seeing. And now you have a knife found. It was actually found a month ago. It was found a month ago. So somebody must have leaked it. It was going to hit the newspapers or whatever the hell else, Inquirer. So the police, so the LAPD rushed out and did a press conference and said, yeah, we got a knife. We got a knife. When they tore down OJ's house, one of the construction workers supposedly found this knife, and then this knife got passed along to a off-duty police officer, and that off-duty police officer has turned it over to the LA PD. I guess he's a retired off-duty police officer. That's bizarre. So the knife was found years ago, and now it's just surfacing. Again, it's just all very coincidental. OJ's coming up for parole next year. You got the Ryan Murphy movie that has captivated audiences, and now the knife is handed over to the police. It's as weird as the GOP debate last night. It's as weird as the GOP debate last night. Just when you thought you saw it all. Just when you, I don't know what I mean. So, all right, that's the OJ update. There you go.